News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
The Rice Ridge Fire, now the number one priority fire in the nation, up over 100,000 acres. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning for Tuesday, September the 5th, 2017. I hope your Labor Day weekend was at least relaxing. Of course, you couldn't get out and do much because of the really bad air. The air in Missoula yesterday was as bad as I've ever seen it, ever since Mount St. Helens, to be honest with you. Right now, it's hazy and 54 degrees. It's air quality unhealthy in Missoula and Sealy Lake, but could become hazardous in Florence, Lolo, and Sealy Lake later this morning. Again, it's 54 degrees. Our newscast sponsored by First Montana Bank, your home for free centennial checking and unlimited cash back whenever you use your debit card. The Montana wildfire that forced the evacuation of more than 1,000 homes and businesses in Sealy Lake is now causing people to leave their homes 30 miles away on the opposite edge of the blaze. Powell County officials on Sunday ordered the evacuation of the Coopers Lake area. There are several homes at a campground surrounding the lake to the east of the North Fork of the Flathead River. It's not immediately clear how many residences are affected by that order. The order comes after the Rice Ridge fire quickly grew. Right now it's up over 100,000 acres. That's 156 square miles. Speaking of the Rice Ridge fire, evacuations have moved classes in the Sealy Swan High School temporarily to the resort at Paws Up in Greeno starting today. MCPS Communications Director Hatton Littman said once the first week of classes were postponed, officials began searching for an alternative location without having to bring the students all the way to Missoula.
We're really lucky that the principal, Dr. Kat Pecora of Sealy Swan High School, has a personal relationship with some staff member at Paws Up, and they generously offered this brand new administrative building that they haven't even put their staff into yet, and they've offered it to the school for their use for the unforeseeable future as we try to determine when students will be able to go back into Sealy Swan High School.
Littman said even though Paws Up is a luxurious resort, it's not equipped to be a high school.
Teachers and students will be altering what their normal lesson plans may have been in order to stay on task with their content. We'll be delivering about 23 Windows laptops and Chromebooks as a combination to help them. And students who take Montana Digital Academy classes will be able to get online and stay up to date with that.
You can click the link on our website at newstalkkgvo.com for details on busing students to the resort. There's no timetable as to how long this arrangement will continue. Growth of the Lolo Peak fire over the weekend prompted Ravalli County Sheriff Steve Holden on Sunday to order more evacuations near the fire.
Everybody with an address on the north side of Bass Creek Road and west of 93, north to the intersection of Hannaford and Florence Carlton Loop, we're now asking everybody to evacuate those homes and those residences.
Holden said the warning area was also increased.
We're going to move the warning area south from Bass Creek Road, so everybody living on the south side of Bass Creek Road and west of 93, all the way south to South Kootenay. The residents on the north side of South Kootenay, and that'll include that Red Tail Hawk Lane on the west side.
The fire now has consumed 45,000 acres, equaling just over 70 square miles. Montana Governor Steve Bullock issued a disaster declaration for numerous wildfires that continue to burn throughout the state. The declaration allows the governor to mobilize more state fire resources, such as additional members of the Montana National Guard. The state has been exceptionally dry this summer, providing a tinderbox for wildfires. Among the fires in Glacier Park that destroyed the main building of the historic Sherry Chalet last Thursday. Officials say the destroyed building housed guests and staff. Four other buildings, including a kitchen and dining area, were saved. Firefighters on the scene reported the fire began inside the destroyed building. Fire officials say they can't yet explain how the building caught fire. Just before 1 o'clock Monday morning on Labor Day, a Lolo household was awakened by explosions coming from their garage, where a fire had set off stored ammunition. Assistant Chief with Missoula Rural Fire, Paul Finley, said his crews responded to an explosive situation in Lolo.
Initial responding units reported a two-story house that was the garage with an attached garage that was well involved in fire. There was ammunition going off inside the garage, and the occupants of the home were outside.
Finley detailed the response to the fire by multiple agencies.
Missoula Rural Fire responded with four engines, one ladder. ladder truck, two water tenders, a command unit, and one support unit. We were assisted by the Missoula Fire Department, Florence Fire Department, Missoula Emergency Services with an ambulance, the Missoula County Sheriff's Office, and Northwestern Energy to secure the utilities at the house.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Findlay said no one was injured. Damage to the structure, about $250,000. A $50,000 warrant issued August 21st resulted in the arrest early Friday of 33-year-old Ryan Denny on a charge of felony sexual intercourse without consent. According to court documents, the alleged rape occurred in the home of the victim on September 7th of 2016. Detective Connie Bruckner conducted an interview with the woman identified as Jane Doe, who reported numerous incidents of physical assaults and rape by her previous partner identified as Ryan Denny. It allegedly took place at a residence on West Central Avenue in Missoula. After the assault, Doe said that Denny acknowledged raping her. In 2013, Denny was the subject of a manhunt near Kalispell after an attempt at car theft. Bail was set at $25,000. The number of people registered in Montana's missing persons database is astounding. Just this year, 78 people have gone missing. Their whereabouts are still unknown. Even more unsettling is the fact that 73 of those are children. Montana Amber Alert Coordinator Jennifer Veit said the national numbers are even more alarming.
Montana's missing persons case volume is smaller than most states, you know, partly because we only have a million people. Right now, the FBI missing persons file averages 95,000 missing people. So you can figure that's, you know, almost the population of Billings.
Veit says the list of those missing from Montana includes a wide variety, from potential murder victims to runaways.
Of this list, 32 of them have been identified as under suspicious circumstances, and most of those cases are more than a year old. We have about five that are victims of drownings where we have never recovered their body. You know, we have a couple of lost hiker-type cases, three lost dementia patients.
11 people are missing from Missoula County alone, and while four of those cases are 2017, some stretch back decades.
Missoula has a couple of interesting cases. The Susan Pearson case, it's a very old case from 1992. She was a professor at the university and disappeared under suspicious circumstances. She's never been located. We never forget when someone goes missing. If someone's been reported to us, we're not going to take them off our site until, you know, we have an answer.
The total number of all people still missing from Montana climbed to 166 this month. Our News Talk time is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Smoky sunshine today with our high temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Winds will be out of the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight. Areas of smoke, overnight lows will drop into the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.